Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Tonight's guest and her family used to talk about difficult issues all the time. Taking that experience along with her love for polar bears, Hannah Hayes developed Betty the Polar Bear series, a series of children's books that talk about difficult issues on everything from self-esteem to bullying to allergies. We're going to talk to Hannah in a few minutes about her Betty the Polar Bear series. But first off, let's listen to Steve Bell singing from his Psalms Collection CD, The Lord Has Done Great Things.
When the Lord brought out the captives, when he set the prisoners free, it was just like in a dream. And our mouths were filled with laughter, and our tongues with songs to sing. Yes, it was just like a dream. And it was said amongst the nations that the
with Hannah Hayes. Good evening, Hannah.
Good evening.
Now, let's go back to the beginning and talk about how you got interested in writing. What started you on your path to writing?
Well, growing up, I remember there were lots of times where my dad and I would be out with my mom, and she would be in a store or something, and we'd be waiting for her, and I would just kind of start telling him a random story about something. And then over the course of my life, for school and other things, I was always encouraged that I had a gift of writing. And it was something that I didn't necessarily enjoy doing so much because I found it challenging. Mm-hmm. But it seems the finished product always turned out well. So when I was about 22, I read the book Love Your Life by Victoria Osteen, and she had mentioned in that book about how she had written a children's story. And so I thought, huh, maybe I could do something like that. Mm-hmm. And when I figured that out, I didn't really know what I would write about. But then as time went on, eventually I came up with an idea, and now here I am today.
Yeah. Well, looking at that, and as you've been going through the years and sort of developing your writing skills and things like that. Who have been some of the other writers that have been an influence on you that you either like reading or you wished you could write like them?
You know what? I will be totally honest with you. It is something that I have read books throughout my life, but I have not been a big book reader, and I haven't actually followed a lot of writers. Writing was just kind of one of those natural gifts, I guess, and I'm quite a passionate person, so I was lucky that I was able to articulate my passions through writing when it came to different issues.
Well, did you ever get to the point where you, sir, one of the things I found is as I've been talking to writers and that over the years and been involved in writers' conferences and that, is that sort of aha moment where you have been writing, you've been doing this, but now all of a sudden you kind of realize you're a writer. You want to sort of say, I'm a writer. Have you hit that point yourself yet, or and when did that come for you?
Yeah, it's funny. My books have all been completed now for 3 years, and to this day, I still look at them, and I'm like, I can't believe that this is real. So I don't think for me I've had that aha moment yet. And I mean, I'm still very humble about the whole process. And I think for me, it's not so much about writing and writing in general, but just more about the message that I'm trying to get across in my books and the avenue that I want to create for parents and children to have those conversations that I was so fortunate to have with my parents growing up.
And you talked about that in some of the material, the background material I got on you beforehand. It was the fact that you and your family did talk about a lot of these issues, you know, did talk about issues that could be difficult. Growing up, how open was that conversation? Like, were you able to go to your parents when you had an issue and when you had a problem? Or how did that all work for you, that because this ended up influencing what you did as a writer?
Yeah, you know what? My parents were so involved in my life growing up, and they were all for me experiencing every opportunity that I could. And they didn't want me to grow up in a sheltered situation. Like, I was homeschooled, so there was a lot of kind of stigma around that, oh, well, she doesn't go to school, then she's going to be shy, and she's not going to get to experience all of these things. So my parents really wanted to make sure that wasn't the case for me. So they had me involved in a lot of different volunteer opportunities, and they gave me the chance to, you know, go to camp and other things. And then they were also very open with me about things that were on the news. So if there was a war going on overseas, or, you know, if there was a terrorist attack, or if there was something else that I heard on TV and I had questions, they were always happy to answer me. And if they didn't know the answer, then they were quick to find it out and then come back and give it to me.
Mm-hmm. And looking at that and tied in with all of this was your own faith journey as well. And where does that come into play in terms of some of the things you've written over the years and even within the books themselves?
Well, I mean, Betty the Polar Bear, that is my first book, and which the whole series is named after. You know, the whole premise around Betty is that, you know, she's a polar bear, and then Zena the zebra comes to her school, and everyone is amazed at how beautiful Zena's stripes are, and, you know, her being a zebra, she's a bit of a leaner animal, so to speak, in size. And so Betty starts to feel inferior. But for me, I love polar bears. And not that zebras aren't beautiful, they are, but polar bears are my absolute favorite animal. So if I had to choose, I would always pick the polar bear over the zebra. And so the whole idea is that by Betty, the polar bear, wanting to be a zebra takes away from her being a polar bear. So I really wanted to get the message across that, you know, by us wanting to be someone else takes away from who God made us to be. And I think over the course of my life, there were times where I kind of didn't feel good enough, or, you know, you kind of go through those stages in life where you're comparing yourself to everyone. And so it was just kind of a growing phase where realizing that, yeah, maybe I'm not, you know, an amazing academic student, but yet, hey, you know, I've published 7 children's books, or, you know, maybe I'm not, you know, an Olympic athlete, but hey, I've done other things. So it's really just about realizing God's purpose for your life, and, you know, who He created you to be is what matters, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm. Well, what I want to do is I want to take a quick break, and then we come back. We're going to continue our conversation with author Hannah Hayes. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
Must I wrestle with my loves? How long? Must I have sorrow in my heart? How long? Look on me, answer my call. I cry every night, but you don't seem to hear at all.
You've been listening to Steve Bell's song, How Long, from the Psalms Collection. I'm your host, Robert White. We're going to continue our conversation with author Hannah Hayes. Hannah, you just sort of gave us the origin of Betty the Polar Bear. And one of the things you've done with your series of books is take a look at a number of different issues, everything from allergies to self-esteem to bullying to, you know, various things like that. Where did that whole idea behind putting together a series of children's books that we're going to look at some of these difficult issues? How did that all develop for you?
Well, for me, I was fortunate to have done a lot of babysitting growing up, and I was having my parents being so open with me about different issues and knowing that I could always go to them about anything. It really was evident to me that a lot of other kids and parents didn't have that same kind of relationship. So after I'd written Betty the Polar Bear and I had already created all these characters, I started thinking about other issues that kids have to deal with and other topics that parents need to talk to their kids about, whether it's something that they're currently going through or it's something that they, either a friend of theirs went through or they might go through down the road. And so I had 7 characters, so I thought about other issues that I was familiar with and maybe I kind of experienced myself, and I just assigned a different issue to each of the characters, and that's kind of how it all came together.
Okay. So what age group are the books aimed at? I know when we talk children's books, I mean, there's a wide range of age ranges. So what age range were you really trying to connect with these books?
To be honest, I have had people buy them for their two-year-olds that absolutely love all the colorful pictures, that have also gone all the way up to 10 years old and still been able to get the message that is coming across in the book. So with the books, they're kind of like the Berenstain Bears and Curious George, those classic books that kind of appeal to any age and are timeless books that no matter how old you are, they will always be ones that you'll want to read over and over again.
Mm-hmm. One of the things you talked about was the illustrations and that, and just wondering how did the whole illustration, did you have a chance to talk about the illustrations, the type of things you wanted to do? How did that whole process work?
So it was really neat because when I signed with my publishing company to publish my book, they have a whole children's book publishing package, and within that package comes an illustrator. So they sent me samples of different illustrations that they had from the different illustrators from their roster, and there was one illustration that really stood out to me, and when I showed my boyfriend and my parents, they also agreed that that would be the right one for my book. And so it was amazing because I did not get to actually communicate directly with the illustrator. It was through my publishing consultant. And I just filled out a very basic questionnaire. Like it was, you know, do they walk on 2 feet? Do they wear clothes? Like it was nothing crazy specific.
Mm-hmm.
And this illustrator literally took everything that I had ever imagined in my head and made it come to life. Like, I remember when I got the first storyboard for Betty, I started crying. I was like, this is unreal. This is, like, literally exactly what I had in my head, and now it's, like, I'm looking at it.
Mm-hmm. It's always amazing how that kind of thing works. Thinking about that you talked about when you first saw the storyboard and that, what went through your mind and what went through your head when you got the actual copies, printed copies of Betty the Polar Bear and the other books come through? What went through your mind as you picked them, you opened up the package and saw what it actually looked like?
Well, definitely first off, I mean, it was still so surreal to me. I just work on the project for months and, you know, make alterations in the coloring and different pictures, and then to actually hold your finished product in your hands is just the most incredible feeling and such a dream come true. And honest to God, my publishing company, my illustrator, the 7 books are absolutely beautiful. Like the colors that they chose are amazing, and each cover complements the next cover, and I could not have asked for a better publishing experience. And I am so grateful to God that he led me down this path and connected me with them.
Now, we keep talking about 7 books now, and we've mentioned Betty the Polar Bear. What are the other 7 books, and what are some of the issues that those books are talking about?
So after Betty, we have Zina the Zebra, which deals with food allergies. And then we have Petunia the Peacock, who unfortunately is not in the rest of the series so much because her dad gets a new job and she has to move away with him. And then we have Dover the Gopher, who is struggling in school, which is something I'm sure all of us have had to deal with at some point in our lives. And then we have Marcellus the Monkey, who is being bullied by Walter the Walrus. And then there's Isabel the Giraffe, who loses her grandfather. And then we have Gilmar the Iguana, who gets a sports injury.
And when you were looking at that and when you were trying to decide the characters, how did that all come together? I mean, you talk about Betty the Polar Bear, your love for polar bears and that. How did you decide on those particular 7 characters?
Well, the thing is, part of this with my writing, I really wanted to use animals and I want to use a wide variety of animals to represent people and represent, you know, the different cultures and races and just the uniqueness of everyone. And so with some of them, I remember it was kind of suggested to me with different animals. Like, I know the peacock was suggested and the iguana was suggested. And then it was kind of just a matter of coming up with the names for them. And the other animals, I also love giraffes. And so I had to have a giraffe in there. And I mean, everyone likes monkeys, I think, pretty much. And yeah, so it just kind of, I wanted to really have that variety. So I think more or less when I was writing, I was just trying to think of a broad spectrum of animals. And really, if you think about a gopher and an iguana are so tiny compared to a giraffe. And I wanted to really represent that in my book.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to take another quick break. And then when we come back, we're going to wrap up our conversation with author Hannah Hayes. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Listening to God Our Protector from the Steve Bell's Psalms collection. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with author Hannah Hayes. Hannah, you mentioned earlier that you've had people who have had children, you know, from 2 years old to 10 years old who have picked up the books and read them. What's been the reaction so far to Betty the Polar Bear series?
Honestly, it has been so positive, and the feedback that I have received has been really, really encouraging, and a lot of people want me to continue on the series, and I've had a lot of people that have read each book say that if I continue on, they will keep buying the books, and that they've given me some feedback about other topics that they'd really like to have for their kids to read. And yeah, like my one friend, he bought the whole series for his little boy, and Marcellus the Monkey became his absolute favorite book, and he made his father read it 7 times one night before he would go to sleep. And I think eventually his parents had to hide the book for a little while because he just wanted to read it all the time. And then I've had a couple of other kids, their parents have bought it, and they're dragging the books around with them everywhere, and they want to sleep with them in their bed, and it's really cute, actually.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever anticipate that kind of reaction? Is that what you'd hoped you would happen when people started reading the books?
I'm sure that there was that hope there, but I think more than anything that I just really wanted my books to make a difference, whether that, you know, having parents be able to talk to their kids about these issues, or if a child is going, you know, like let's say they're getting bullied, that they can find comfort in Marcellus the Monkey. And also I've been working with the different polar bear organizations to try and find a way that my book, because the whole series is called Betty the Polar Bear Series, that my books in some way could give back to the polar bears. So I think more than anything that that was my ultimate goal. And obviously hearing the positive feedback is great, mm-hmm. but at the end of the day, it's more about the impact that my book can make that makes me feel the most happy.
Mm-hmm. So when you've had people that have suggested topics or wished that you could do some more books, have you thought about doing that? Are you planning to do anything more with the series?
Yes. Yeah, I actually am in the process right now. There are 3 more books with 3 new characters and 3 more difficult issues that are actually in the works right now. We're just finishing the writing process and the illustrations for the next book. And then I've actually made a list of other animals that I'd like to have in the story, and I've got a list of other difficult topics that people have suggested that I write about. So hopefully it will continue on, and I'm excited to write more, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Well, where can people get information about the Betty the Polar Bear series?
Well, I have my own website, so you can visit it at www.b-polarbear.com. And on there, you can kind of read up about how the whole process came together. You can read more information about each book. You can also purchase the books off of the website. And then I also have a Facebook page, and I have an Instagram page. And then there are a couple of articles that I also wrote for my publishing company about children's books and about my book with my publishing company on wordalivepress.ca as well.
Great. Well, Hannah, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Thank you. No, I really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection tonight and thinking of my guest, Hannah Hayes. If you miss a program or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at artsconnection.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, be sure to check out our Facebook page, be sure to check out artsconnection.ca, or check out our blog at blog.artsconnection.ca. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good night and God bless.